Some of Raman's early memoirs appeared as 10 Lines About C.V. Raman. Bulletins of the Indian Association for the Cultivation of Science. He contributed an article on the theory of musical instrument to the 8th volume of the Handbuch der Physik, 1928. In 1922 he published his work on the molecular diffraction of light, the first of the series of investigations with his collaborators which ultimately led to his discovery. On the 28th of February, 1928 of the radiation effect which bears his name, A New Radiation, Indian J. Phys. 2, 1928, 387, and which gained him to 1930 Nobel Prize in Physics. Other investigations carried out by Raman were his experimental and theoretical studies on the diffraction of light by acoustic waves of ultrasonic and hypersonic frequencies, published 1934-1942, and those on the effects produced by X-ray on infrared vibration in crystals exposed to ordinary light. In 1948 Chandrasekhara Venkata Raman, through studying the spectroscopic behavior of crystals, approached in a new manner fundamental problems of crystal dynamics. His laboratory has been dealing with the structure and properties of diamond, the structure and optical behavior of numerous iridescent substances, labradorite, pearly feldspar, agate, opal, and pearls. Among his other interests have been the optics of colloids, electrical and magnetic anisotropy, and the physiology of human vision. Raman has been honored with a large number of honorary doctorates and memberships of scientific societies. He was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society early in his career, 1924, and was knighted in 1929.